Starting with Esmas Hashem, Daf Yud. The Gemara, Mishnah is picking up with Kol Get. We kind of mentioned this. Kol Get, Sheyesh Alav, Eid Kusi, Pasol. So this is one of the things we mentioned in the differences between Gitei Nashim and Shechor Avadim, where they are aligned, and all other stars are going to be different. Kol Get, Sheyesh Alav, Eid Kusi, Pasol. So if it has an Eid, who's a Kusi, it's going to be Pasol. Now, let's just, what is a Kusi? So we've discussed this many, many times. The Kusim were people that had Sancheirav, his modus operandi was when he conquered a land, he didn't want people to maintain their feeling of their homeland, and therefore he would move them from place to place. So Sancheirav was Bo Mevaldel Sa'uma. So he took people from Kutim and he put them in the Shomron area. They were terrorizing Klal Yisrael, and eventually lions were called. Okay, and they were Nisgayer because we said they were Avraham Adazara. They became Bali Tshuva because what we call Gerei Arayas. And there was a question in the Gemara and Kedushin discusses, Machlokes Tanayim, question whether they are considered Gerei Emes or not. Are they Yidden or not? At the end of the day, we paskin that they're not. But our Sugya is going to be going that they are. Okay, now, but yet, so if so, Kol Get Sheyesh Alav Eid Kusi, Pasul. Now again, we're talking about get any standard Shtar. That's what we're talking about over here. Shtar. Why is it possible? The chashidia e de sheker. Again, so fundamentally, our sugya is going to hold, even though it's machlokes tanaim later. They are valid gerim, but they are chashud on e de sheker. So koga cheyish alav e kusi possible. Chutz mi gitei nashim shechur avadim. This is one of the three things where gitei nashim shechur avadim are aligned. They're different than other stars. Shtars will say they're not allowed. Get and Shechur, they are allowed. We'll have to see why. So we have a story. They brought a get to Rabbi Gamliel and Kfar Sinai. Get Isha, right? There was a get Isha. But how you a dove? It sounds like two. Right now, if we bring a daik in our Mishnah said, Kol Get Sheyishalov, Eid Kusi. One. Sounds like they bought Rabbi Gamliel a get that had a dim, a dove, Eid Kusi, the Hechshur. So we'll have to see how to reconcile those two later in the Gemara. But first, what we want to do is we want to understand who is our Mishnah going like that says, by Shar Shtarais, not by Get Eishan Shtar Shechor, there we were Mekel. Why? We'll have to see. But who is the man who holds that by Shar Shtarais, that an Eid Kusi will be possible, meaning that they're not Nema, money, Masnisen. So we have three possible, the Machlekes Tanayim, what is the status of the Nemonus of a Kusi? And it's going to work out not like either of them, money, Masnisen, like Tana Kama, Lerib, Lazar, Rosh, Shimon, Gamliel. Why? Titanya, we have a Brisa that says, Matzah is Kusi. Muteres. The Tanakhama holds that you are allowed to eat matzah of a kusi on Pesach. Then we don't have to be concerned that it's chametz. Ba'adam, not only that, but ba'adam yotze b'midei chavasa b'Pesach. You can even use them for your chi of matzah. Taisa says, loy zu avzuka. Tani mashmin debekiyim b'shimur. We know that ushmartem es ha-matzos, that it has to have shimur. Then not just are we not concerned that it's not going to become chametz, that it's not chametz. Okay, but we're talking about that we're going to even allow them to, they're totally kosher matzahs, they need to be used for the mitzvah of matzah. Tosfos does ask that, we have other places where we say that, kol eichel pas kusi kilu eichel basar chazir, so how could you say it's okay? And Rabbeinu Tam, right, Tosfos goes through a few qualifications. We're talking about that the dough came from Yisrael, okay, and then the kusi just baked it, and it was impossible for him to have any other dough. So again, we're not discussing the kashrus of the dough that we know about. We're just discussing the OCD-ness, right? That will we rely on the kusi, the nemanus, to do shimur properly and make sure it doesn't become chametz. So the Tanakhama says yes, we can rely on them. So we can rely on them. Now again, just to think about this logically, if we can rely on them, then they should be okay for Aiden, right? That's. So can't be a mayor. Rebbe Lazar, Iser. He says it's completely Aser, Lefisha Ein, Bekiyin, Bedikduke Mitzvahs. They are not Bekiyin, Bedikduke, with all the details of the Mitzvahs. They're not Bekiyin. So we cannot rely on the Kusi. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aimer, says it depends. Kol Mitzvah, Sheikh Ziku Bahen Kusim. Any Mitzvah that they was established by them, that they held, they wrote it into their laws that they're going to keep. Then, Harbe Meduktakim Ba Yosef Yisrael. Then they're Meduktak even more than a Yisrael. Like, what's the Kol Mitzvahs? Meaning, any Mitzvah, even, says Rashi, Edin Durabbanam. In other words, we're not going based on Durabbanam, Daraisa, severity, Mishimur. We're going based on, did they accept it? If they accepted it, then they kept it. If they kept it, right? So then it's very simple. Did they keep it? Yes or no? So like this, money. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah who says that Eid Kusi is going to passel by every other star? Itanakama afilu shtar shtaris. So if it's going to the Tanakama, so not just get, again, the problem is the two things. Who is the Tana that holds that shtar shtaris are going to be possible, but get Isha and Shechor is going to be okay? So e Tanakama afilu shtar shtaris nami. The shtar shtaris should also be okay. We fully trust them. We allow a person to eat their matzah to be yotzei is chi of matzah. E Rebbe Lazar afilu get isha nami loy. And if it's going like Rebbe Lazar, they're not believed at all. How could we believe them for a get isha? The E Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Then it should be totally on whether they mochzak. E the achzak afilu shar shtaris. If they're mochzak on edus that they're neman, then it should work for any star. E the loy achzak afilu get isha nami loy. Now, so v'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, really, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel who, maybe, and there's a difference, the achzik baha, v'loy achzik baha, that they are very machmer when it comes to Gerisha and Shtar Shechor, but they're not so machmer when it comes to regular Shtar Reis. Ihachi ma'ir yechad. So then why did we say, you, don't forget about that chad. We said, eight, kol get sheyeshalav, eight kusi. If you're telling me they're full-on neman when it comes to a get, so then why can I just use two kusim? Why is it only dafka? One, afilu trei nami. Alamam Rebbe Lazar lehechshiru by ela eight. Echad kusi bavad. Why do we only allow when it comes to get isha? Again, for other stars, we don't allow them at all. When it comes to get isha and star shechor, we'll allow. Why is it only 1 8? So the Gemara has to come back and say, lo'olam Rebbe Lazar. Really, the mission is Rebbe Lazar. The kigain, so again, really Rebbe Lazar, and let's just align ourselves, which means that there should really be no difference. Eight kusim are not neman. We should not allow an eight kusi not for a regular star and not for a get isha or star shechor either. So why do we allow it? Lo'olam Rebbe Lazar, kigain de chasim Yisrael abasayf. What happened was you had a Yisrael signing after the kusi. De'ilav de kusi chaver hava. If he wasn't a trustworthy, as Rebbe Lazar says, normally, they're not. But here, from the fact that I have a Jew signing under him, he's testifying to the validity of this specific kusi. De'ilav de kusi chaverhu le'machtem le'mekamei. He would not have signed on something that I had a kusi signed on. So it must be that the yid signing afterwards knows that kusi. And he says, okay, I'm okay with it.
So the second aid is Jewish. That's what
the second aid is Jewish, and he is essentially validating the signature of the first one. Tosfos says, Tema, Imkein Kula Shtarim Eskaima Puma Dechad Yisrael. We're going to have this later. That, what do you mean? Each person signing has to be responsible for 50% of the Ne'amonis. Over here, you're essentially making the second signature, the whole Ne'amonis. The chasim of the seif, the yesh loymer de'im lachish, kiven the haikusi kasher midar raisa the gerei es heim. And this is where Tosfos proves it, that really they are gerei emes. Oh, this whole thing is a question of, can I trust him? So the kusi, the second aid is testifying for half of the events, plus he's testifying that the first signer is someone we can trust. But the first signer is also testifying for half the events. That means standard, right? We generalize. That means we generalize, right? We say that it wouldn't be good. But when it comes to get...
The second ed is...
He's saying, don't worry, he's and Meikur Adin says, Taisus, that Darsug is going with the... going according to the Tana who holds that really they are Gerei Emes, so really they're Jewish. It's a question of, can I trust? So the second aid is saying, yeah, you can trust the first aid. Now, Ihachi frekta Gemara, afilu shar shtaris nami. Okay, so then why couldn't I do this by shar shtaris? Why is this a difference between, this is one of the three differences we had, with all the qualifications, between get Isha and shtar shechor, two versus every other star. So any other star, we should also say an aid kusi should sign as the first one. So we just, well, why? Because the Mishnah is clearly saying that there's a difference. Kol get sheyesh lav eight kusi pasul. Even if it only has one, it's going to be pasul. Chutz min kidei nashu v'shochrei avadim. So we said that they are different. So yachi shtar shtaris nami el arminan rav chashavak leman dekashish minei. So the concern is that by a regular star, I come to sign the star. Now, I'm the first person you approach. I'm a kasher Yisrael, let's assume. I'm kasher le'edis. So I'm going to go ahead out of respect. Would a somewhat normal practice where I would sign the second line. Because I'm assuming you're going to get somebody more chashev than me to sign the first line. Let him be the first signatory. So we have to be concerned. And then they go to an eight afterwards. Well, now I never validated the Kusi who would have signed first, and therefore it's a problem. Why aren't we concerned by that when it comes to get and shechor? That's what we're trying to understand. We're trying to illustrate the difference between the two. Because you don't sign the edim of a get isha or a shtar shechor without both edim signing together. My time, or why? I'm Rabashi Gzeir Mishim Kulchem. There's a din of Kulchem that if the husband says to a group of people, Kulchem, you should all go ahead and write a get to my wife. The din is that we need all of them to be involved in the get. So one person writes the get. The rest of them all have to sign. They all have to sign together to make sure that they all signed on. Because he said Kulchem, that's the way the husband delineated that this get should be given. So since there's a Gzeir, there's a concept because of Kulchem that we said all Edim have to sign together. When it comes to Shtar, Shechor, Get, Isha, all Edim need to sign together. And therefore, when the guy is second, he is actually validating the fact that this Kusi was good Kusi. But Shtar, Shtarais, we don't have this din. It's only when it comes to Get, Isha, and Shtar, Shechor, where we would be makben on the Edim signing together. Therefore, we would have to be concerned that the first aid Kusi really signed second. And it was because the second aid Kusher left space, he assumed somebody better than him was going to be signing the first one, and therefore we have no way to ascertain that this kusi you signed would be neman, and that is the difference between shtar sharis and get shechar. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, which we said, again, so our Mishnah said that one aid would be kosher on get isha shtar shechar, not on shtar sharis. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hichshiru bay ela aid echad kusi bilvad. Only one. My kamash malan. So the Gemara says, what is Rabbi Elazar telling us? Tanina, kol get sheisha lav eid kusi pasul. And what does it say? That shtar shechor, right? We said, kol get sheisha lav eid kusi pasul chutz megid nashu shechor avadim. It says eid. We're coming off of the eid. So the Gemara says, ma'u detema, even masis and havamina. If we're just learning from a Mishnah, I would have thought trei nami. That really, even by get isha, we're okay with the kusi, not because we already explained the reason, but this is the havamina before that reason. That we would have thought that we allowed eid kusi for a get isha. The high katani chad. Why did we say one? Mishum de bishtaras afilu chad nami loy. Well, we're coming. The only reason we said one is for the case that's usher, but the case that's mutter, maybe two would in fact be okay. Betray loy. The high katani kamash malon afilu chad nami kamash malon. Okay, good. So now kamash malon that it's only one aid by get isha, like we explained, because it's in this scenario where the second signer, they have to sign together, the second signer is a valid, regular eid kasher, and therefore he is validating, essentially, the nemanus of the kusi. So, frakta gemara, vitrei loy, really, you're going to tell me that if two people sign on a get, two eidim sign, eid kusi sign on a get isha, it's going to be possible? Bakatani ma'isav ev yudufnir and gamliya l'kfar al-sanai. Get isha v'yu eidav eidei kusim. Remember, we said that in the seifa, the story, with Rabbi Gamliel, it seemed like it's both eidim ar kusim. The hechsher and machsheret, amar abaya, tani eidai. It's eid, single eid, change the Mishnah. The story is eight, and it's a story in support of the din that when it comes to get, will allow one eight. Rabba Amar, no. Lo Elam Trey. Rabbi Gamliel Miflik Palag. Rabbi Gamliel argues. Sorry, Mechser of Achi Katani. Rabbi Gamliel Machsher Bishnayim. He holds two would be okay. My Sinami Shevi Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel Lukfaros Noi Get Isha Vayu Eidav Eidei Kusim Vehechsher. So again, this is Rabbi Gamliel who maybe goes like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Maybe goes like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel who holds. It depends on Mechser. We could assume that they're muksik for both. Or I'm sorry, muksik lahai and not muksik li'idach. Okay, that's what we'd have to say. And that's why, again, what did we say? My ir yafilu chad trei nami. So we now answer that. This is the flip side of that. Again, how are we dealing with the story of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah? Rabbi Gamliel says, they're eidav, a get isha, both eidim. So either, we have two ways to do it. Either it's not two eidim, it's only one. And we conform to the same din of Rabbi Elazar. Really, we don't believe them. It's only when the second guy is validating the first signature. Or it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's Rabbi Gamliel who's going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says what? That really was something that they're muksik on. They're muksik on get in. And therefore, since they're muksik, both Edim can be kusim. They're not muksik on shashtaris. Let's just see quickly. The Mishnah will go one more din. Kol hashtaris ha'oilim ba'ar koish alav yichavim. Any shtar that's oilim ba'ar koish of a guy, afal pi shechismeim of yichavim, ksherim. So we mentioned this. We mentioned this on the last stop. that what we said was that any shtaris, shtar akais, legal documents, they're going to be kosher. This is one of the three differences between can you use a legal document? Right? Remember, we explained this. We said it's according to Rabbi Lazar. It's a de mesira. It's a question of a gezeira, shemas, which we're not going to get back into today. We'll really discuss that when we discuss Daf Yud Aleph. But what we're saying is that the legal document is not valid by it would be valid for any mekach memkar, so to speak, monetary, not valid for get isha. Rav Shimon Eimer, afe l'kshem, lehoskurel b'zman shenasa behedyot. Like we explained, if you remember, we alluded to this, the machlokes is behedyot. If we're using the Edim, the whole reason why we posseled is because we might come to rely on these Edim if we're using them for a get and shtar shechor and lehuskru el bezman shenasu behedyet, that it would only be if it was behedyet. We'll have to understand who this last line of the mission is going like. But let's just first deal with the first din, okay, the first part. So again, we said we're not going to yet address the machlekes and the last line of the Mishnah. We'll get to that on Yud Aleph. The first part of the Mishnah is that shtarais are totally fine using shtarais, legal documents, to enforce Jewish law. We explained a reason for this. However, the reason would apply to one of the situations. Zakta Gemara, Kapasik Vatani, Loishna Mecher, Loishna Matana. That it makes no difference. We said that you can use a legal document to transfer money from one Jew to another Jew. Arkois, how could you do that? Now, no difference whether it's mecher or matana. What would be the fundamental difference between mecher and matana? Zak de Gemara, bishlamar mecher. I understand why I could use a legal document that fits into the logic that we previously had mentioned. That the whole, what's the point of the document? It's a proof of something, of a kinyan that had occurred. Meaning, when I bought something, I gave you money. That was, I did a kinyan on it. Now, the document is just a proof to later ascertain that this kinyan happened. Essentially, that this mecher happened. Bishlam mecher michi yoiv zuzi kamayu hu dekana. The shtar doesn't make the kinyan. The mecher makes the kinyan. The kinyan makes the kinyan. I gave money. I did a kinyan. However, you have to do a kinyan. But the point is, it's not the shtar. The shtar raya ba'almahu. And that's why the shtara is a raya. Why? The lo yahav zuzi kamayu. The legal court that saw the transaction occurring, the legal document, so would not have allowed their names to be put on a document if I didn't see the money being given. Okay, so all that, such as our right, the lo yahav zuzi kamayu lo yahav marai nafshayu. They don't want to tarnish their reputation. They have a reputation of a legitimate court system. And therefore, they're not going to allow, the judge is not going to allow, the edim of the court are not going to allow a document to circulate that says, we saw Reuven buy this from Shimon. Must be, again, it's just a shtar raya. So that's why I'll trust it. They have a reputation, and therefore, they have an authority, they have a reputation, and therefore, we will accept their shtarais as a shtar raya, not to make a kinyan. But the problem is, because when leishtar el matana, my matana, my kakoni, la b'hai shtara chaspa ba'almahu. When you're giving something with matana, there's no money changing hands. The shtar itself makes the kinyan. Well, if the shtar makes the kinyan, how are you allowing a non-Jewish document, which is chaspa ba'almah, it's not a real shtar, how are you allowing that to make a kinyan, to have a chalois kinyan? If it's a shtar raya, I understand, they have a reputation, we can trust it, I don't need them to make a kinyan. Shtar raya. Again, and we kind of had mentioned this, that the point is, Bezdin, our Jewish court systems can accept, we just need to be sure of what happened. So if the way we're sure of what happened is to rely on the reputation of a non-Jewish court system, which has a good reputation, they wouldn't have allowed this to happen. So now, as far as we're concerned, we can enforce the din. We don't need to make the kinyan. But if I need to make the kinyan, how am I relying, if the shtar makes the kinyan, how am I relying on this non-Jewish document to actually make the matana? Amar Shmuel, dina de machusa dina. Dina de machusa dina goes ahead and will say, we discussed dina de machusa dina in Nedarim Daf Chaches. We went through a lot of we spoke out a lot there. But the idea is that din mechus edina, and therefore it could even make the kinyan, it could override the ibayis ema. That's one way of answering it. The ibayis ema tani chutz mi ki gite nashim. That really, it doesn't work. When we said Kol ashtar es alam bar kai shadik chavim af bi shechayis meim avik chavim kshem chutz mi gitay nashim shechura avadim. It's not only gitay nashim. It's chutz mi ki gitay nashim. Anything that we need the shtar to actually make the chalois, the shtar would not work. A legal document would not work. Just like get, we're going to rely on the shtar to make the chalois. So too. Exactly. It would not work either. Okay? And then you have to get to, again, we said it's Edi Mesira. We could have answered this differently, and Rashi burns it. We could have said we're talking about Edi Mesira, different situation over here when it comes to get. But the point is that there's two ways of answering this. I understand how you're saying, again, localized, to say, Kol Ashtar Sa'ilim Bar Kol Shalik HaChavim, how would we allow that Shtar to be valid? We have either two ways, either Dinu Chasidina, or the answer is, it's only for a shtar raya. But for a shtar where I need to make the chalais matana, it would not actually work. We'll stop here.